A new study brings clarity to a long-running debate over whether mountains produce carbon dioxide or remove it from the atmosphere. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
The study was co-authored by researchers from Colorado State University. They analyzed mountains in New Zealand, Taiwan, and China with various rates of weathering and erosion when rock is exposed to wind and water. Researcher Jeremy Rugenstein says many mountains exist on a spectrum.
Sometimes they're a CO2 sink, that is, they're actually removing CO2 from the atmosphere, but in many cases they're also a CO2 source, that is, the minerals that are weathering are actually producing CO2 that enters the atmosphere.
He says some exposed minerals actually remove carbon from the atmosphere, but there's a tipping point. An erosion rate of roughly 0.1 millimeters per year turns mountains into carbon sinks. Higher rates turn them into carbon producers. Two German research centers participated in the study that examined mountains made of compressed marine sediments. Rugenstein says they next plan to analyze ranges made of granite, like the Sierra Nevada and Rocky Mountains. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.